This is NewsHour from the BBC World Service with me, Tim Franks. On the face of it, Munir Fakhri Abdel Nour has a tough job. He's Egypt's Minister for Investment and Foreign Trade, currently on a two-day swing through London trying to drum up foreign investment. The tough sell is not just because of the well-documented problems of the Egyptian economy. There's been a wave of strikes over the last few days involving sectors from bus drivers to dentists, but also because of the country's three turbulent years since Hosni Mubarak was toppled and then the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, was ousted. The minister insists he's optimistic. How come?
Because most of foreign investors in Egypt, despite the very turbulent 3 years we've gone through, have had fantastic results. Double-digit growth rates, extraordinary profits. Egypt is in a transition period. It's obvious that it is on the right track of a major economic development.
You say it's obvious it's on the right track. Egypt is currently suffering its latest wave of strikes, from bus drivers to pharmacists to postal workers. They're all out on strike because they think the Egyptian economy is tanking.
Obviously, we do have problems, but not all of Egypt is on strike. This is the result of social tensions that will find their solutions, and those solutions will be the basis of a major economic and social reform that is currently happening and that is laying the basis of our future economic development.
There might be foreign investors out there who look not just at what's happening economically in Egypt, but what's happening politically, in particular over concerns about the state of human rights, about freedom of the press, for example, and wonder how benign an environment Egypt is now.
Again, gross exaggeration. Yes, we have made mistakes. We are making mistakes, but we are correcting those mistakes.
If I may pick up one particular case, I think they're going to be appearing in court again in a couple of days' time. The journalists from Al Jazeera, including the former BBC reporter Peter Grester, he was in Egypt for a couple of weeks. He's been charged with aiding a terrorist organization. I mean, among journalists whom I know, they're appalled by this.
This is the mistake, the with a capital T. This being said, even journalists have to abide by the law of the land. Your friend came to Egypt, worked as a journalist without permit and without taking the legal steps that are required to act in Egypt.
Yeah, but it's one thing to have a journalist visa. It's another thing to be told that you're aiding a terrorist organization.
Yes, because he diffused wrong information that served the purposes of a terrorist organization.
I'm not sure that he actually did any reporting before he was arrested. I think he was just preparing material in his hotel room. But even so, I just...
He was preparing material in his hotel room, not for the BBC, sir. So don't use the name of BBC for inciting your listeners. He was working for another channel that is spreading wrong information that served the purpose of a terrorist organization.
I think people listening to this might ask themselves, though, in many countries, governments get upset with what journalists get up to, and they say that it's disinformation or it's inaccurate, it's wrong. They don't deal with it by locking people up, though. The reason that it pertains to foreign investment is people might think, if this is the rule of law in Egypt, do I dare take the risk?
Again, don't generalize. There are some countries who not only put the journalists in jail or tried them, but bombed their actual offices. And it so happens we're talking about a great democratic country that bombed the same offices of that same channel I'm talking about twice. There are mistakes that are made. I'm telling you, in my personal opinion, it is a mistake. This being said, your fellow journalist did not abide by the law of the land and worked with a channel that is serving the purposes of a terrorist organization.
But you say it's a mistake because it would be better if you weren't going through this trial at the moment.
Absolutely. I personally would have reacted differently.